With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. A committee that oversees Montana's Medicaid expansion is expected to recommend that it continue beyond its 2019 sunset date. A draft document released Friday suggests expansion has helped 9% more adults who are eligible for Medicaid join the workforce in Montana. It also says 6% more of Medicaid-eligible adults with disabilities are joining the workforce. Montana lawmakers voted to expand Medicaid here in 2015. In part because the bill doing so included incentives to help those receiving health care coverage to get jobs, or better paying jobs. There are now more than 96,000 people in the state who receive health coverage under the program known as the HELP Act.
Montana's uninsured rate has fallen by more than half.
This is April Grady from Manat Health, which completed a study of the state's Medicaid expansion program along with the Montana Healthcare Foundation. Grady presented the study's findings to Montana's Medicaid Expansion Oversight Committee last week. In mid-August, the Oversight Committee will send recommendations to lawmakers and Governor Steve Bullock about how to approach the expiration of the state's Medicaid Expansion Program next year. However, before lawmakers take up the idea of renewing the program during the 2019 session, voters will likely have the option of making that decision through ballot initiative I-185. I-185 proposes raising the state's tax on cigarettes and chew to $3.70 a pack or can to, in part, fund the continuation of the Medicaid expansion program. Amanda Cahill is the Director of Government Relations for the American Heart Association and a leader of the I-185 campaign.
This has been a big priority for many of us as health organizations. And so this is the solution that we came up with, and you know, it kind of delivers a 1-2 punch of keeping Montanans covered and then also reducing the death and disability from tobacco use across Montana.
Republican Senator Ed Buttrey, who sponsored the HELP Act when it passed in 2015, says if voters reject I-185, some lawmakers may take that as a sign to discontinue Medicaid expansion in the state.
And if that were to happen, I think it actually creates a much higher hill for us to climb if we indeed want to continue the program, because there's going to be a lot of folks that say, well, the people have spoken. This wasn't about taxes. This was about the HELP Act.
Earlier this month, a group of Republican lawmakers attempted to call a special legislative session to pass a referendum asking voters to consider requiring Medicaid recipients to work. Some also want Medicaid enrollees to have a list of their assets to prove they need government help. The special session call failed, but Buttrey says the legislature could take up those ideas when they debate the HELP Act in the 2019 session. A federal judge recently blocked workforce requirements put in place in Kentucky's Medicaid system, and Buttrey says some Montana lawmakers are watching closely to see how that case unfolds in appeals.
We feel like engagement, getting folks out, either providing a benefit to their community or getting job training or enhancing their work environment, we think that's good for the individual. And that's what is going to be decided ultimately by the courts. Is Medicaid expansion simply about health care, or is it about also the financial well-being of the individual?
A spokesperson for the I-185 campaign to reauthorize Montana's Medicaid expansion program said the group does not have a position on workforce requirements or additional asset tests for those who receive Medicaid benefits. The reauthorization and funding of Montana's Medicaid expansion program is backed by some of the largest industry groups in the state. John Goodnow is the chair of Montana's Medicaid Expansion Oversight Committee and the CEO of Benefis Health System.
It's simply too important to not continue.
Along with data showing the Medicaid expansion leads to better health outcomes, the program's Oversight Committee also points to studies that say the expansion is a boost for healthcare businesses. The reduction of uninsured people in Montana is increasing hospital profitability because more people have health coverage plans to pay for their healthcare, meaning hospitals are giving away less care for free. A study from Manat Health and the Montana Healthcare Foundation says hospital net revenues from patients increased by $216 million, more than 11% between 2016 and 2017. The Medicaid Expansion Oversight Committee's draft recommendations say hospitals in states that have Medicaid expansion are 6 times less likely to close than hospitals in non-expansion states. Support for reauthorizing Medicaid expansion through ballot initiative I-185 includes Benefis Health System, Kalispell Regional Medical Center, Providence St. Patrick Hospital, the Montana Primary Care Association, and other healthcare groups from around the state. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.